Hello everyone, welcome back to the Funny Nigga Podcast. I hope you are doing fine. I hope you are safe. I hope you are healthy. And I hope you are well isolated and taking all the precautions which you are supposed to take. I'm not going to repeat that because they are readily available, but I'm going to boost you or I'm going to push you to follow them because it's really, really important, especially for the people who are in India. Now we are in quarantine and we are seeing all those things unwrapping in front of us. So let's be careful and let's take all the precautions and let's not be stupid on the street and let's not be stupid in general and support this virus to spread. So be careful and follow all those things and follow everything government is telling us to do right now, to be home and not to get together and all those things. So I am sure you're wise enough to follow that, and I trust you on that. And basically that's the situation. So welcome back to the podcast. Actually, it's a bit weird to make content right now in this time where everything is really going upside down and everything is really changing quickly and the whole dynamic of living, it's changing. So I felt a little bit of lack of motivation to make the podcast or any video. So that's a bit tough to really sit down and to put a camera and start recording. So that's why it took a while to make a new content. Because definition of content is also not making any sense in my head personally. And I was like, even if I make stuff, even if I talk about innovation and all those things right now, it's not going to make any sense because right now the first primary thing is to save ourselves and to be safe. And then we will talk about innovation. Then we will talk about all the new creative things. But meanwhile, we shouldn't be forgetful about being creative because these are the times which are unique times. I think I personally have never seen such things happening. I never have seen such viruses affecting our lives so badly right now, the way it is affecting us. So let's use these things also to do some things productively, to do some creative things and to bring out all those pending things you wanted to do in your life. But I completely understand it's very easy to say that. Like, it's very easy to say, okay, go read books, go paint, go make videos, do whatever you wanted to do, make music or sing or whatever. It's very easy to say, but it's very difficult to get into that mood to do it. Like, I completely understand because I personally am feeling that, that you have time, you know, all the things you could do, but then really sitting down and making your mind clean and positive enough to do those new things is a challenging thing. So I hope we get over that and try to make best out of this time. And that's why I want to start doing the podcast. And maybe we'll do this podcast format for a while now because my computer is not really working well. So I cannot edit heavy videos or transitions and do all the things which we usually do on the channel. So in the beginning of 2020, we really had a nice rhythm of content, like especially in the podcast. Let's say we had this creative, productive kind of podcast alternatively, and then we had this amazing guest talking about innovation and design, and I was very pumped to do that. I was looking forward to do it because I had this amazing flow going on while making these videos, and I had planned to do a lot of interviews and a lot of podcasts with interesting people, especially in Milan in March and April. But then this new virus situation came and all the plans are out of the way right now. So I'm not going to think about it. There are no regrets. We will have time to go back and to do all those things. But in this today's podcast, I'm just going to reflect on the situation, because as you must have seen the previous videos which I was making, I was in Milan in Italy till a month ago, and then all these things happened in north of Italy, and now I'm in India. So I get a lot of calls from people, a lot of calls from friends, a lot of people ask me on Instagram, also on WhatsApp, getting a lot of messages about what I'm doing, how am I, where I am right now, and all those things. So I would like to just explain the journey which I had from Italy to India right now, and then we will discuss about all these dynamics around the topic of this situation right now. I'm not going to bore you, I'm just going to tell you a story of how I came to know about the whole situation, how I faced things, how I came all the way, how I did the whole transportation, how I was doing this home quarantine situation and all those things. I'm just going to explain it to you and also keep this as a reference for myself for the future, because these are one of the historic moments in our life. So in the future, I would like to, not willingly, but it's good to have a note or a documentation of this whole experience for future references. So that's all. I'm going to roll the intro right now, and that's how I'm going to say it, because I don't have any other words to explain before we start the intro track of the podcast. So I'm going to roll the podcast, and then we're going to talk about the topic of this whole coming from Italy to India and the dynamic around this whole journey and the situation. And also, I'm going to a little bit brainstorm while we talk about what we can do or what I can do on this channel in coming weeks. So yeah, that's all. The intro might sound very hopeful that I'm having fun in Europe and all those things. Everything is at halt. So excuse me for that, and let's just enjoy talking and listening and cherish the presence of ourselves in our life, in each other's life. Let's go. Hi, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a designer, musician, filmmaker, and a mechanical engineer. I'm from India, and currently I'm chilling around, traveling around, working around, roaming around, having fun around Europe, and this is my podcast.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.
Alrighty, so 1 month ago, I was in Milan. I was staying at Sebastiano's house, and on one weekend, which was around 23 or something of February, we decided to go to countryside at the house of our other friend, Anna, who is girlfriend of Seba. Both of them are my classmates from Milan. We went to this beautiful countryside house with some other friends of ours. We were sitting down. We just wanted to chill because we were working so much for the previous weeks, editing a lot of things, doing collabs, doing projects on the side. And we were working a lot, so we wanted to take a break. So we kept everything at home, like laptops and everything, and just went to this countryside villa, not villa, but like a bungalow, and stayed there for 2 days, just gazing at the hills in north of Italy, just relaxing, reading books, talking on different topics. And we were quite enjoying the situation. That was the same weekend when the whole corona situation started to happen in Milan. So we started to get a lot of messages on a lot of messages on WhatsApp, just the way we are getting the messages right now in India. Similarly, we got a lot of messages. We searched, and then we were like, okay, there are some cases around Milan in other towns like Lodi and all. So we have to be careful. But when all these things happen, you don't really understand the depth of it, the impact of it, or the potential of such situation, because you always hear about all these the virus situations like Ebola or bird flu or all those things, swine flu and all, but you never really get personally affected by it. So it's very difficult for you to really grasp what's happening. But at the same time, we saw what happened in China, so we were still aware and cautious. And then we were like, let's continue what we are doing, and then we go back to our house on Sunday. And in the Sunday afternoon we left, and then we came to know that supermarkets are really being like not robbed, but there are a lot of people going to supermarket to store a lot of food. So we are like, okay, let's see. So we went to a countryside supermarket. Still, every shelf which had pasta, oil, eggs, milk, and all the essential stuff you need was empty. And we're like, man, things are really going down. So we still kept a positive morale, because people were pretty much scared when we saw them standing in a queue in the supermarket. But we still kept joking and stuff. We were not careless at all, but we wanted to keep a positive vibe. And after that, we came home to Monza, which is near Milan, to Sebastiano's house, because I was temporarily staying at his house. And I'm super thankful to Seba and his family who let me stay there, because for next whole week, I was still there. Because as this whole situation started to open up, isolation came, not like very few people started to go out. People started to do work from home who can do it. And in the case of Italy, many of the people could work from home, which is a nice thing because there is infrastructure set. So actually, it's been exactly more than a month yesterday that people are doing work from home, especially my friends who are in Milan. And you have to understand that they are stuck in the house for the whole month. They're just going out once a week to get a grocery from supermarket, and that's all. They cannot go anywhere else, because if they go, it's a violence, it's a crime. Police can catch them. And also, people are very careful. They're not stupid to go out, because it's not very safe to go out. So they are stuck at home. and I keep calling them and we keep chatting and we keep doing video calls and all, and I'm my whole support and power to them, because they are really like, all of my friends and their families are healthy. There is no problem, but just that getting stuck for a month in one room or in one small apartment is a tough situation, because you don't know what to do. You cannot even go on the street and take a walk, even if it's sunny and nice. You cannot go to a park, or you cannot meet your friends. Just you can meet through video calls, and it gets frustrating after some point. Like in the beginning, you could have seen a lot of people doing dances and singing in the balcony and all those things, and clapping at 12 o'clock in the afternoon to appreciate the efforts of medical, health and police and everybody, just the way what we did at 5 o'clock on the Sunday in India. They are doing this for a month now in Italy, like clapping for appreciation. But in the beginning, you are enthusiastic still about the situation, but then it starts to get tough. So I'm with my friends on this. I hope they find a really creative ways to fill this time, to kill the time and stay positive. And I hope the situation will go away soon also in Italy, so they could have a normal life. While we talk about this, like one thing which I understood is like all those things which we do in our day-to-day life, like going for a movie, going out to have a dinner with your friends, going to park, going just walking around, going to malls, and all those things which we do regularly to kill time, to have fun as leisure activities, all those things, even like going to gym and all those things. So this kind of situation really makes you value the simple things which we take for granted, because now they are really taken away from us. So now we are looking at them, and it's the time we should reflect on it. So when everything goes well and at back to the normal, when we go out, we do all those things mindfully and we think about these things. Because right now, if you see on the street, there are very few cars, absolutely sometimes there are no cars and bikes on the street, and things are starting to get a bit little bit cooler, the pollution is going away and all those things. We really have to think about it. Like when we just go out and do all those things, it just creates a mess. But when we are away from them, it's time for us to really reflect on what we do and how we should do it and what is really important in this situation. So I'm not gonna talk more on this specific issue, because I think everybody of us is sitting down and reflecting on it, because that's a very natural thing to do right now. When things somebody takes away from you, you keep thinking about it. So let's take this in positive spirit and let's work on it together. Then I'm getting back to my story. So after that, I decided to come to India once, and then I was like, yes, it could be a nice idea to come back home and stay home in this tough time, because that time India did not have so much severe stuff going on. So I was like, that could be nice. But then another doubt which came in my head is like, I was very well protected. I was healthy. I was in a very secured environment. But if I go to the airport, if I take a flight, if I change a flight at some other airport and then take another flight, I don't know who's going to be there, whom I'm going to interact with, who's going to sit next to me. I'm not sure if they have taken enough precautions. What if I get contaminated by the people in the airport or in the flight? I was doubting it a lot. So I discussed with my parents and I said, I might not come, because right now I'm in a safe environment, and it might not be a good idea to get yourself in trouble. But in a couple of days after that, the things started to go really down. I could see the numbers blowing in Italy and everything. Still, the area where we were staying was not so much affected. There were not many cases around it. And public transport was still working at a lower frequency, but not very, like when I went out, very few people were still out. So then at some point I was like, no, let's go back, because it might get tough if we saw the example of China, and it was already 2 months since the outbreak happened in China. So if it still goes for 2 months, it will be very difficult for me to stay there. So I decided to come back to India, took a flight. Like I bought the ticket one day before the flight. I told my parents, I'm going to come, I'm going to try my best. If something goes bad or something feels difficult at some point, then I'll just come back. I won't come. I don't want to risk it. Then I went with all the mask and everything. I took all the precautions, went to the airport, did not be near anybody, kept myself super protected and safe and healthy. And then I took the flight. But the one thing which like plays with your mind whenever you are in such situation, that you look at everybody around you from a perspective that maybe this person has a virus, maybe this person has a virus, maybe I'm going to get contaminated by this person. And it gets super difficult emotionally or mentally to tackle this kind of things, because you are at the airport, I'm changing a flight at Istanbul, and there's so many people there. Not many people are very like cautious about it. Nobody's wearing mask, and I'm there with mask, and I'm like a bit not scared, but I'm like, I was looking with like awareness or caution everywhere, and still I managed to take the second flight. I came to Mumbai, and then I was like, okay, still we are here. Nobody was coughing near me in the flight, so I was like, that's a good point. And that at the airport they put a, like they called for a health checkup, because as the flight came from Istanbul being in Turkey wasn't on the list for this home quarantine situation or the situation where you should get checked, because Turkey did not have cases back then. But still, as my first flight was from Italy to Turkey and Turkey to India, I by myself went to the health counter, filled the form where I was supposed to declare that I did not have any sorts of symptoms of COVID-19. Then they checked the temperature. I did not have temperature. And then they gave me like, okay, now you can go for immigration. At immigration, they asked me, where am I going to go? Also in the form, they took all the things like where I will stay, what my phone number is and everything. At immigration, they checked first if I had the stamp from the health department. I had it. And then they asked me if I'm going to chill at Mumbai or go directly to Dapoli. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go directly to Dapoli. Like, my dad picked me up from the airport because I didn't want to take bus and all. He came with a car. We went, we came back to my hometown for 14 days. I stayed home. I was careful, though people around me were not so aware. Like, people around in the town, like family, friends, and my relatives, and all those people, they were not so much cautious about it because the situation did not hit India till that point, because I came at the end of February. So, things were still pretty chill. So I had to really explain them and really stay home and not just go out. And I managed to be home at 14 days because I was also a bit scared inside, right? Because you don't want to be that person who carried the virus and spread it in your country. So I had to be really careful. On 14th day, I checked with my parents if they are fine, because they were in close proximity in the house. They were fine. They did not have any symptoms or they did not feel any problem. So I was like, okay, cool. I did not carry anything. I'm really happy and really glad that things did not go wrong. And then everything came to normal. I started to have normal life. I started to go out and everything. And then now, about after 23 days since I'm back, the situation started to get serious in Maharashtra, in India. And I'm really glad to see all the efforts put by government to isolate everything, to shut down everything, to put a curfew and everything. I really appreciate that because it's really needed, though seriousness is still not hit people around me, which I can see in Dapoli, but day by day it will come. Because also in Italy, when the news came out, people were not so much concerned, but once the amount of patients started to go high, people got scared. But I hope we don't wait for that moment to come where number of patients go up and then people get mature and educated about the situation. Let's take precautions and learn from the examples of these all other countries. But last thing I would like to mention is, 2 or 3 days back, I came to know that I am supposed to go to the government hospital in Dapoli and register myself and get a basic checkup and get a certificate. So, because I came from abroad. So that's what I did. I was quite impressed that somehow they tracked me and they came to our house to ask me to come. I was impressed by that. And then I went to the hospital. I did the basic checkup, which was really basic because they are also very new to the situation. So maybe they did not have all the equipments and all. And after that, gave them my phone number and everything. I came home and next couple of days, I got call from the hospital asking if I'm doing well. And they asked me to stay home. But anyway, now everybody has to stay home. And they did not stamp me because they stamp all the people who came recently here and put a date of quarantine. So if you see such people outside who are roaming outside, even if they are suggested to be home, you are supposed to ask them to go home again. So I didn't get that stamp. But still, I'm not eligible for the stamp because I'm already outside 14 days since I came. So this was my whole journey of coming from Italy to India, right in that small window. Because after I came, after 2 days, they shut the flights and they made it difficult to come again to India. And then they managed to schedule some flights from Air India. And then people who came were put in quarantine in Delhi, like a couple of my friends are there. So I managed to come in that window. At the same time, I managed to come safely. So I'm very thankful for this whole journey to go right. I'm not thankful for this whole situation in the world, of course. That was the whole journey. I just wanted to document it. And that's what my story is. So I'm healthy right now. very hopeful. And now from this moment, I'm starting to make the podcast again. I'm starting to think about what we can make on this channel, which could make sense in these times and not talk about something which is far-fetched and not possible right now. So the other problem which I'm having right now, apart from this whole global danger, is my computer is not working. And that's also not as equal as that whole global catastrophe, but it's still impacting me a lot, because when your computer is not working and when your whole work is on computer, like editing video, making music and all those things, it gets tough to function. So I'm also losing my motivation because of that, but let's see, we'll solve the situation, because we get the problems and then we try to solve them and then we go ahead. And that's how we should look at also this whole virus situation. The problem is here, we have to act wisely, and then we'll go ahead, we'll pass by it, and then we'll learn from the mistakes which we did. We will also learn on the journey, and then we go ahead. So let's think about this whole situation positively, though it's not very easy to do that, but let's try. And I might explore thinking positively about the situation and doing stuff in upcoming videos or podcast. Maybe, I'm not sure. Let's brainstorm about that and we'll see what we can do. I've actually made a video about how to be mindful and boost your creativity in these tough times already on my channel. Link is right here or down in the description. Just go and watch that video, because I took, for the people who don't know, I took like 15 days of getaway, where I went away from Milan. I went into a very small town and I was just doing creative activities there. So I have made the whole documentation of my day, what I used to do, and I made a video about it, which is now relevant to use this isolation phase to do something creative, to do something positive, to boost your creativity and to get into really nice habits. So try to watch that video, see if you find it motivating, and if it does, I'll be very glad about that situation. So do let me know what you think about it. And that's all from this podcast, man. I'm really sweaty right now because it's quite hot in India. Cannot run the fan, because if I run the fan, the audio will be disturbed. And it's like 12:26 in the night. So I don't want to be loud because my parents are sleeping like in the next room. So these are the new challenges which I'm facing. Like how to record without disturbing people around or without thinking that somebody might be listening, because then I get a bit cautious. So I will work on this, just like the way we work on challenges, other challenges in life. That being said, guys, that's all from this podcast. I don't know what you got out of it. It was just reflection or storytelling. No, it wasn't even storytelling, because it did not have so much of narrative aspect, but it was just telling you guys how it was for me. And I am sure everybody has some sort of story about this whole situation. I'm sure everybody is having some challenge about this situation. So I'm not even going to claim that my story is going to be unique or something. It's just also for personal reference and also to like fill you in about what's happening. That being said, if you have any other thing you want to ask or you want to add or you want to tell about your experience in these tough times, just don't hesitate to put a comment down below. I'll read it and we'll reflect on it together. And thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to it. It means super a lot that you stayed till the end. I say this line because it's really difficult to stay till the end on any of the videos on YouTube, because there's so much data and content available that it's very easy to jump from one to another if you don't find it interesting or if you find it long. So whoever stayed till the end, I really feel super thankful for that. And if you have stayed till the end, just put a comment down below saying, okay, you can write drink water, because it's good to stay hydrated. So if you stayed till the end, just write down in the comment, drink water, then I'll realize or then I'll know that you stayed till the end. And I'll just feel, yeah, anyway, I have to feel good by myself, but I'll feel good that you took efforts to do it, just like I took efforts to make this. Literally drank water. That's all, people. Don't forget to have fun in these tough times. Try to find the fun in something so you keep yourself motivated in these tough times. And I'll catch you in the next video or in the next podcast. That's all. Ciao, ciao. Namaste. Good night. Tata. Bye-bye. Lokaras bhetuya. I might use Marathi a bit often in my videos. Now onwards. And I'll put subtitles if it's a video, not in the podcast. In the podcast, I cannot put subtitles. Cool. Bye.
Guy Podcast.